Picked up by Stephen Hill. Kicks towards Walters, and Walters grubbers it through for his second.
Griffin inside defensive 50. Now moves it out of defence. Up toward the wing. Seb Tape comes through. The big man takes the mark. Now sends it toward the top of the goal square.
Spurs got it. Kicks it inside towards Garen. Slips through his finger like a cake of soap once more. But he's back in the contest here. Daniel Pearce gets the handball that came out. That was good work by the Dockers to then continue his run on goal. And kick the Dockers fifth, picked up by Stephen Hill. Kicks towards Walters, and Walters grubbers it through for his second.
Griffin inside defensive 50, now moves it out of defence. Up toward the wing, Seb Tape comes through. The big man takes the mark, now sends it toward the top of the goal square.
Spurs got it, kicks it inside towards Garen. Slips through his finger like a cake of soap once more. But he's back in the contest here. Daniel Pearce gets the handball that came out. That was good work by the Dockers to then continue his run on goal. And kick the Dockers fifth. Zach Clark kicks towards full forward. Off hands, comes down to Tabernard. Great smother there by May. They've had to chip the ball around for a little bit while the numbers go inside 50. They're there now because Daniel Pearce has got the ball. Kicks towards Yaron, and Yaron's taken the mark. He's put it through.
Good goal, I remember that.
From Langdon, crosses 50, runs to 45.
Good goal.
And Langdon,
goal.
Great
touch
goal.
Ball. Touch ball off the boot.
No, we're going to go to the review for this. Confirm behind. That is garbage.
You're having a good day, Shane. You're having a great
that
day,
was
Shane.
Not touched. Sheridan Knight gives it off to Hill inside 50. Michael Walters again playing a superb role inside 50. Well, he had a shot after the siren at quarter time, and he's going to have a shot after the siren at half time as well. So at quarter time, he missed to the opposite end, but it was also at left half forward. It was also 50 metres out.
Slightly left-hand goal post this time, boys, because it'll swing back left to right the closer it gets to the goal face.
Walters for his third goal of the afternoon to become Fremantle's leading goal kicker. He put it across the face at the other end this time. No mistake. Goal to Michael Walters. Fremantle, they're out to an 8-point lead at halftime. Good signs for the Dockers early. 9-5-59 Fremantle. The Gold Coast Suns 8-3-51. Jared Grant gets the turnover, kicks inside 50. Peter Wright takes the mark and will go back and take the set shot.
Short
Peter Wright
muscle.
Gets the goal. Sure, allowed Lockie Neal to swoop onto it just like a crow. Gave the handball off to Subin, spears the kick inside 50. And the mark taken by Shane Yaron. Two goals for Shane Yaron on debut for the Fremantle Dockers.
Marking contest in the forward pocket. Comes off hands, Lynch. Into an open goal square, and there is Wright waiting for the ball. He collected it and toe-poked it through. Goal Suns.
Archie, he snaps back, forward pocket, unable to take the mark.
Oh.
Ball knocked back to him. Lynch, trips, kicks, goal! Oh, wow!
Oh, clever bit of tunnel boy work there.
Oh, boy.
Sexton sockers it forward, up towards half forward now for the Suns. Out comes Day. Handball's here. In turn to a teammate who now drives it towards full forward. Ends up with Lynch. You could have two in a minute. And he has.
Hill's kick smothered off the boot by Took Miller. It allows Sexton to take possession. Run to 48 out. And that's the ball game right there. Big win to the Gold Coast Suns here at Metricon Stadium this afternoon. Winners by 24 points over the Fremantle Dockers. 16-9-105 to the Dockers. 12-9-81.